Hi, it's Mac, and I'd just like to say thanks to Rob Allen, Acrobat, for responding to my query about data when I'm on holiday over in the US of A for a couple of weeks. I leave this the middle of this week. Well, actually, I leave on Tuesday, and I had queried the best place or places to find Wi-Fi and how to best utilise, well, I can't use the data, but to minimise apps on my iPhone so as to create more space for recording media. Rob rightly says that deleting apps you have to watch because you will lose anything that had been saved within that app. Now, that's fine, Rob, and I appreciate that. Most of the apps, to be honest with you, that I have, 5 pages of apps on an iPhone is ridiculous. Some of them are utilities. They can be easily taken out at the moment. Others are camera apps, which, because of not being able to use the data roaming while I'm away, it would be pretty useless anyway. So any files that are stored within those apps will be transferred to my Mac. Or, as you say, I had thought about Dropbox, and I have an online gallery with a website called SmugMug, and I think it's excellent. And I can send stuff up to there, so I have options and choices. So anything I do have stored within those apps can go straight up to either of those, and then just delete the app if it's taking too much space. I have to look and see just how much space I've taken, and I may actually do this kind of ad hoc. In other words, see how it goes. If I find as the days go on through the holidays that I'm running out of space, then I could delete the apps at that point, one by one. If you follow what I'm trying to say here, so that would probably help rather than just sit here tomorrow or on Monday and delete a batch of apps. I might just do it on the go. The Wi-Fi, yes, thanks for mentioning. I knew Starbucks did, but I wasn't sure about other places and that. But you did say that going to the US was probably one of the best places to go to for Wi-Fi, so it was great. So I'm going to have a look out while I'm over there. I'll try and be aware of free Wi-Fi signs that I wasn't paying attention to at all last year. I know the hotel I'm going to does offer Wi-Fi, but it's at a cost, and I didn't really look at it last year. I suspect it maybe won't be a very good Wi-Fi, and it also might be a bit pricey. So, yeah, let's look for the free stuff there. I mean, that in itself is a challenge, rather than just throw money and say I'm going to take the easy route and pay for free Wi-Fi in my hotel room. Let's have a challenge and see where I can get it all done free and come back and say, okay, I've been over there for 2 weeks and I've got virtually all my data away, and it didn't cost me a penny. So I might make that. No, I will make that a challenge while I'm over there. And I will take a note of any places that I find other than Starbucks and McDonald's that do offer free Wi-Fi. So, okay, I'll correlate all that information when I come home. You mentioned, Rob, about transferring data between the iPhone and the iPad, and you said you would need Wi-Fi to do that. Well, yes, and you don't need to do it through a direct connection. I mean, I have an app called Photosync, which is an excellent app. Now, I have to look back into this because I'm sure it does it through Wi-Fi, but I'm positive it can do it via Bluetooth as well. And if it does it through Bluetooth, then that's absolutely fine. I can just do transfers at any point. But then, since I do already have the camera adapter kit, which you rightly said can be used between the iPhone and the iPad, then there'll be no hassle really to just connect the two together, say at the end of the day, end of each day, and just send everything from the iPhone to the iPad. Use the iPad as a storage media, or as a storage drive, as it were, and then free up the space on the iPhone again for the following day. The problem with that is it only takes, as you said, photos and video. It doesn't do audio, and I've been looking into that over the past couple of days. How do I get audio over? And I just don't see to have a way yet. I'm still doing search on Google, see if anybody's come up with an answer to that. Because obviously, it's not going to be using Wi-Fi. I'm not going to go into a premises and take my iPad. I'm not going to be carrying an iPad about with me all day long. We're on holiday. I mean, it's t-shirts, shorts, and sandals. So I ain't going to be carrying an iPad about with me. So it's not as if I can go into a free Wi-Fi place and then just transfer stuff there. So it's going to be done. Noisy bloody cars. And that's 200 feet away from my house. Where was I? Yes, okay. It looks like the direct link through the adapter kit is going to be the way to do it at the end of the day. And you mentioned the fact you didn't know whether you could send them back to the iPhone. You can't. It's one-way traffic, I'm afraid, at the moment. You can send photographs from the iPhone and video to the iPad. You can then delete them on the iPhone. If you delete them on the iPhone, there's no way of getting them back to the iPhone unless you then send them back via, say, something like PhotoSync, which uses Wi-Fi, or, as I said before, I think, suspect Bluetooth. But the object here is to get them out of the iPhone, so in my case, anyway. But if you're thinking in general terms, no, there's no way of sending them back through that camera link. Which is a real pain, because what would have been perfect, and I mean, it would just have been one app update that would have made this, well, not perfect, but let's just say a massive upgrade, would be that if you use the SD card adapter and you can take photographs from that and videos into the iPad, you can edit them in the iPad and you can save them, you can delete them. But you can't send them back to the SD card. Now, wouldn't it have been bloody marvellous if Apple had that when they brought this out, that any photographs in the iPad or video, or in my case audio, but let's stick to video and photographs. If you could have taken them out, sent them, dragged them from the iPad into the SD card, that would be my problem solved. All I would have had to do was worry about the audio that I recorded. Because I could have simply sent the photographs through the camera kit to the iPad, then plugged in the SD card adapter, and dragged everything into the SD card and stored it on a little SD card, which I can buy for a few pounds. And I could have a really, really big one, or several ones, and all stored in a little pouch. And then my iPad's empty, so it's just working as almost like a bank. Put it in from the iPhone, drag it out through the hole in the wall to the SD card. It would have been perfect for me, but unfortunately it doesn't do it. You can't send anything from the iPad at the moment. Anyway, you can get it in, you can't get it back out to the media or the source that it came from in the first place. And you can't use any of the little adapter jacks on the iPhone. It just tells you immediately, does not recognise it, so it wouldn't work with it. So it's not as if you can put an SD card adapter kit into your bottom of your 30 pin on an iPhone and then put an SD card in and drag them out from there. Doesn't work, doesn't allow you to do it. This thing only works one-way traffic into the iPad and then it's... So that would have been a fantastic deal if that had already been in the cars before I went on holiday. Sod's Law, when I come home from holiday, that will have been a part of an update that's due to come from Apple on the software. So, okay, that's how life goes. But thanks very much, Rob, and appreciate all your help on that and your advice on that. And anything else that you or others can think about, it'd be great. It's going to be a challenge to figure out the best way to do things and run around looking for Wi-Fi places. especially when we hire a car once more and head out in the Arizona desert. But I'm sure they've got Wi-Fi in Williams or wherever. It'd be great if the cars had Wi-Fi built in, wouldn't it? That'd be fantastic. Or 3G. Okay. Thanks again, and bye for now.